But here on the floor, we have some big shoes to fill. These shoes have to be filled, and they will be filled by Mr. John Sanders. Congratulations, John. You're our new lead hand.
Thanks.
Congratulations, you just got promoted to be the supervisor of your work team. But how are you going to be successful in that new role? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we talk about some tips for how you make that transition from being one of the coworkers to being the leader of the work team. There are several challenges that face every new supervisor. Leading your former coworkers is one of them. After all, you used to work alongside them, probably commiserated with them, maybe hung out with them after work, but now you got to lead them. You're going to have to do more administrative work than you ever thought was even reasonably possible and still get your other job tasks done. And unlike before, when you were just responsible for generating your own personal results, now you have to achieve results through your team. And probably the most dreaded thing is to have to deal with some of the people issues that can arise on your team as you manage them day to day. So I've got some tips to help you be successful in your new role as a supervisor. Tip number one, strive to be friendly, firm, fair, and consistent. Your team will appreciate your leadership more than any other supervisor they've worked for if they see you as being friendly and approachable and being fair and equitable in how you apply work rules and assign work tasks. Tip number two is clarify your expectations so that your team knows exactly what you need from them in order to be successful every day. A lot of time team members get frustrated because they don't know what you really need from them and they're doing the best that they can, but it isn't good enough. And that's because you've been unclear about your expectations. And those expectations, by the way, should include not only the work output product that you need, but also how you expect them to interact with each other and with you as the leader. And my third and final tip is to involve your team and build on the positives. When you learn to ask your team for input and ideas as you're solving problems and making decisions, they'll feel better about themselves and their ability to become self-sufficient will grow. And every success deserves to be acknowledged so that you can build on those positives and create even better outcomes going forward. Once you've managed to build in those basics of this transition to being a supervisor, that's where we come in, because we offer so many great topics in our Frontline Leadership Program, whether you have us on site to deliver or you join in one of our virtual training programs. We're here to help you with all the resources you need for leadership success. Everything starts with a conversation at our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or of course you can go through our back catalog of our hundreds of videos that we have to help you be a more effective frontline leader. No matter what it takes, we are here to help you to be successful in your leadership role.